Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. We in the club and we turn it up. Pinky worth 250,000. Double that up in my mouth. Show that she bad, like I'm a swag. But she got all that ass. Getting that cash, haters be mad. Feelings, we stay with that bag.
Wake up in the morning with some bitches and I'm smiling.
But we gotta put in work if we wanna stay shining. We go to therapy.
From the heart of Broadway, here in historic downtown, Cape Girardeau, it's the return of Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. What's up, guys? My name is Shannon Young. I am Mr. 100. And I'm going to host tonight with Asa Gray down the end of the table. He's a five-star man.
What happened there?
I have, not just over what happened on Saturday, but just in general, the Mr. 100, I almost feel like it's now become a liability for me, that it's become a nickname that is as hated as the day is long. But whatever. Whatever. It's good in small doses, I'm sure. And joining us tonight, unfortunately, not Ali Hebert. She is working, but we do have Jesse Kimball here.
I will take that, consolation? No.
Consolation prize.
Yeah, I guess that works.
Yeah, you're a silver medal.
Yeah, I'll be the silver medal of the day.
Well, you couldn't have joined us on a better day for worship, because we're going to get weird with it tonight. It's been...
Gone.
I think it's been a month, probably over a month since we've done this.
I think so.
Because we skipped the last two for... various reasons. I don't even remember what they are now, other than that we were both busy and really didn't have anything to talk about. But tonight we do have stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about video games, which is always fun, which is why Mr. Kimball's here with us tonight, because he's one of the experts in the electronic arts. You bastard.
But I don't work for EA.
Okay. Thank
back
you.
Up, back up.
Thank you for clarifying that.
I'm an IT guy somewhere else.
There's a lot of big games coming out the rest of this year, and we want to just spend the entire show talking about them and what we're excited about. We're going to go month by month, because the list I have goes month by month. Do you guys have that list?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Although if it's the same
I did
list, not. Then.
Oh yeah, I did put dates. Look at me go, killing it.
And we asked you guys what you're excited about this holiday season. Of course, we are in October, which means you can expect creepy Thursdays. Are you afraid of Podzilla 1985 After Dark all month long? Jesse, I believe this month or this week, we'll be going over our 31 movies for Halloween.
Yeah.
And I do believe that our old friend Tanner will be on the show. He has said he will be. So it'll be a classic Thursday episode. Harkening back to the Tanner Thursdays and terrifying Tanner Thursdays. So that's going to be exciting. I was going to mention the ones that the people want to see first, and I've completely forgot about it.
I mean, good thing there's a link.
There is a link. I'm going to it. All right, let's get these out of the way real quick. What are you guys excited about before we talk about what we're going to be excited about? Mike Branham is excited about the Red Dead Redemption. He said it looks fun and he's ready to be a cowboy. I did mention to him that he has to bathe, and he refuses. He says,
we'll get to Red Dead.
His cowboy's name is Stinky Pete. Justin Kimball. Oh,
hey, that's me.
Hype for some Smash Bros. Jared Smith, also ready for Red Dead Redemption. Kurt McDowell, Ace, you know him.
Has close personal friend.
High hopes for Fallout 76. My God, we all do. Derek Boxdorfer wrote us a paragraph. It says, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, and for once excited to get WWE 2K19 this year instead of getting it out of habit. What?
Again, no one has answered my question, my plea of why are people excited for this one?
So everyone keeps saying that they want it, but no one will tell you why.
Exactly. Like, no one is going out of their way to be like, oh, well, this is what actually looks different. Like, Dalton did on Wednesday a little bit.
To an extent.
But it's kind of all, minus the story mode stuff, it's all still the same of every year. Like, well, it looks better.
Does it, though? It always does look better until you get the game and you go, this just looks the same.
And then you look at Edge.
Oh. They're on the... Oh.
Even Jesse was like... Who is that supposed to be?
It's Rob Zombie, isn't it?
And then we told him, and it was just like, no.
Not even close.
That's not him.
I always thought he looked like Rob Zombie. The Edge in-game model that they use. Mm-hmm. It's scary. Derek says he'll probably wait till Black Friday, though, because he always buys the game every year, and it's always on sale Black Friday. Well, you're a cheap bastard.
Not smart.
It is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's brave, because if you go out and brave those stores on Black Friday to buy a game, more power to you.
Well, to be fair, also, like, those Black Friday sales, especially on video games, have started lasting all weekend.
Yeah.
That's what
like,
we
you
do.
Can even go in, like, yeah, before, like, the week of Black Friday, and you're good to go.
And thank God, too, because we've all been, like, I tried to go to Walmart one year to get Black Friday sales, and they basically, I don't know if they still do it, but they line it up just in aisles. Like, in the food aisle. you know, back where the Frozen stuff is, there will just be boxes of video games and people and they're shrink wrapped and people are just lined up around it. And as soon as they cut them, they just start grabbing. And it's, if you have any love at all of the holiday season, don't go shopping on Black Friday because it will remind you of what a cesspool humanity is.
Oh yeah, people are monsters.
Oh, yeah, anyway,
they really are.
Tanner Calvert, or we just mentioned, said Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Jesse pointed out that that game came out already, and then Kirk Waters replied, "Not till Friday." So,
but he did spell it Odessi.
Yeah.
Damn it,
Odessi.
Is that, but maybe that's a different one.
Maybe that's the one that came out today. Because yeah. I know
Odessi came out.
I think if you pre-ordered the gold edition, maybe you got to start playing today.
Well, I hope not, because that's what he pre-ordered. And I didn't get it yet. So
I think the review. Woo! I think the review embargo is lifted today too. So like the reviews are starting to come
that's
out.
That's a stupid game to pull out on a Friday.
See, my understanding is that Trevor Camp of Nerds for Hire got the game today and started playing it.
Well, that makes me feel bad because he pre-ordered it through us.
Trevor?
Yeah.
Mm.
Does he know that he pre-ordered it through us?
I have no idea.
Because it's supposed to arrive in Jackson, and I don't know if he went
Wait,
and picked
are you saying? Are you thinking Tanner?
No, nope. Trevor.
Okay.
Yeah, Trevor pre-ordered it because he pre-ordered it when I was here. Ask him.
Did Amanda also pre-order it?
No, just Trevor.
Because I think Amanda got him a copy of the gold edition that came out today.
That might be why. But yeah, he has a regular copy pre-ordered through us.
Okay. Because, yeah, Trevor was talking to me about it yesterday that he was going to get the game. And I mean, I could be. Hold on. We can fix this
just
with some Google searching.
Just message him. Did you say Hulu?
To Google.
Google.
Oh, okay.
Well, and to, like, you saying it's a dumb game to come out on Friday. I think Friday's the perfect day for a game to come out because that gives you the weekend.
Yeah. Maybe Tuesday. It's so ingrained in my head that Tuesday is the day things come out.
Right.
Which, yeah, now that you mention it, Tuesday is a dumb day for things to come out right in the middle of the work week.
Mm-hmm.
What sense does that make?
Work week, school week, yeah.
Yeah. I'll have to take time off to play this game I really want to play.
Right. Because like, that's what I did with Spider-Man. And I probably could have gotten my platinum in Spider-Man if I didn't have to spend most of my day Friday and Saturday like dealing with the crap with my car.
Yeah.
But. I'm fine with stretching that out a little bit. I like Spider-Man.
Dalton Anthony, our friend from Pro Wrestling Unscripted and whatnots, says Kingdom Hearts 3, and I know it's next year, but Kingdom Hearts 3, I'll let it pass.
It was supposed to come out this year.
Yeah, when you've been waiting 25 years for it, I'll give it a pass.
It was also supposed to come out like last year and in 2016.
Caleb Tripp says Fallout 76. Good man, Caleb, as always. Hunter Hendricks, our old friend Double H, said Resident Evil 2 remake drops on my birthday. That's a holiday. Lawyered. He gets a pass because he used to work with us. What? So.
What's the I don't understand.
It's now a holiday because his birthday is a holiday. And Resident Evil is coming.
Right,
out.
But is his birthday next year?
Yeah.
Was there a holiday clause that I missed about it being for 2018?
I just said the remainder of this year. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You just said holiday, didn't you? This holiday season?
This holiday season.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, basically, Hunter, well, that's a holiday, so.
Gotcha. Yeah. Now I understand. Now that you have explained it to me, I understand the joke.
That is way
Much
funnier, right?
Very hilarious.
Very cool.
Also, I do want to point out the Ubisoft Play Early. That's how you can play it on October 2nd.
And do you have to pre-order to get that, probably?
I think you have to pre-order it through Ubisoft to get that.
God damn. I'm tired of... Ever since I stopped working at GameStop, I am so sick of pre-orders.
Mm-hmm.
I was sick of them then, don't get me wrong, but like now that I'm not trying to actively get them for, you know, money.
So you don't get written up or
so
something?
So I don't get written up and yelled at. I really hate just the entire concept of pre-ordering. Michael Spies. God damn, I've known Mike for years. Mike Spies says, let's go Eevee. Nate Smith, who's been on the show many, many times, says Smash Brothers Ultimate. By far. Could have been Kingdom Hearts 3, but they delayed until January. Mimi Prino says Katamari Damacy. I never could pronounce that.
Damacy?
Mm-hmm. Smash Bros. A DOA 6. Did I ever tell you about the time Mimi and I played Dead or Alive together?
Mm-mm. Yes.
She was.
I said no.
She always brags about how good she is at Dead or Alive. So she came over once and we played it, and she had these long ass fingernails, and she kept accidentally hitting the middle button on the Xbox 360. So as we're fighting, it would just keep going to the home screen, and she would apologize. She did it like 20 times. I eventually stopped playing.
That's a DQ in competitive
in tournaments.
So.
It absolutely should be.
So you,
it completely throws off the rhythm.
So you wrecked Mimi at DOA.
Oh, I did wreck Mimi at DOA, believe me. And Jordan Lowry, our old friend Jordan Lowry, says Mario Kart on Nintendo 64 because Jordan has taken too many hockey pucks to the head.
Sounds like it.
All right, so that is your picks, some of your picks there, and let's talk about stuff that's coming out. So in October, a lot of big stuff coming, and what I have a list here of everything that's coming out. I'm just going to – it's a lot. I'm going to pick out some of the good ones.
Well, and just like – just a real quick, how amazing has 2018 been for games so far?
It's been pretty good.
It's been pretty great.
God of War, Spider-Man, Celeste,
Octopath,
The Messenger,
Traveler.
Octopath.
Damn it.
Nintendo put stuff out, I'm sure. I know Octopath.
Octopath Travelers.
Well, I know, but like, I feel like there was a no. I feel like there was like a big first.
Mario Odyssey came out this year, didn't it?
No, that was last year. Mario Odyssey and Legend of Zelda were both last year. Because I distinctly, because
I knew Zelda was.
Mario was too, because it was in like November.
Fair enough.
I really can't think of any like gigantic Nintendo games that came out on the Switch. Yeah, they're all coming
Smash
out later.
And Pokemon
yeah.
are coming out. In
yeah,
the
yeah,
next
yeah,
two
no
months.
Doubt, right. no doubt. But other than Octopath Traveler. There's been some good games, but nothing
Dead
like
Cells.
A bunch of yeah, a bunch of indie titles, like download titles on Switch, have been amazing.
I know I'm missing like a bunch of games, but October has already been just a stupid year, or 2018 has already been a stupid year.
It's been a good year for games, 100%. And this October, there's a bunch of good stuff coming out. We got, and Ethan actually came in earlier and already bought this, and I saw him play it a little bit. Fist of the North Star came out today. I have no interest in Fist of the North Star. Like most people don't even know what it is. Yeah, it's an old anime, and it was also in a live action movie starring Costas Mandalore, which I only say to show how great I am at movie like at that stuff.
Movie trivia
that anyone would know. Freaking Costas Mandalore. Forza Horizon 4 came out today. I need to go home and download that because that's on Game Pass.
It's on Game Pass,
and I'm excited. Mega Man 11 came out today.
Yes, it did.
Yep.
I didn't know it came out today, and I'm bummed because
I didn't either until I looked at the list.
Because I'm like, I don't know which platform I want to get it on.
Is it on Switch?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll probably get it on Switch.
Same.
Anything that I can get on Switch that I could also get on others, as long as it's not a huge downgrade, I'll get on Switch. The portability makes it better.
Agreed.
See, and I don't use it as portable. Like, I mean, I guess that's not true because I've been playing a lot of The Messenger in bed before I go to sleep. Like, I'll play like 20, 30 minutes at a time, which I think you guys would really, really like that game too.
Is that the Ninja Gaiden Metroidvania game?
Yep.
Yeah, I do want to play that. That's on my list.
But I have the Mega Man X collection on my Switch, so I might end up getting it on Switch too.
I've got the Mega Man collection, but the Legacy, but I don't have the X collection yet. I want to get it.
I want to get the X collection real bad.
Octung, which means attention in German, if I remember correctly.
I believe that's right.
Cthulhu Tactics is out. I'm only mentioning that because, like...
You like Cthulhu?
That and like what a strange title for a game. For
Wait, oh, so Octung.
Attention, Cthulhu Tactics.
Oh.
Huh.
I'm going to actually look at that.
I thought you were saying two different games.
I did too.
Assassin's Creed Odyssey comes out on Friday. Super Mario Party comes out on Friday.
That is another one that I'm not excited for, but I really hope like...
I'm getting it.
Okay, good. I was going to say, I really hope one of you guys get.
Yeah, don't worry.
Because especially if we end up doing like the thing in December with Smash coming out, like that would be
That would be a good game for it.
To do that as well.
I agree.
Which we talked about on, was it
Tuesday? I think it was after Nerds for Hire.
It was on Nerds for Hire. We were talking about how the competitive side of me will come out during Mario Party, which is terrible because you can't be competitive with that game because it's so much based on stupid luck.
It is. And you're my favorite kind of competitive because you'll get so salty, but not in a mean way, just in a very like, no, that's fine. Yeah, no.
That's great. It's great.
I love it.
Then he puts down the controller and walks away and you feel bad.
Right.
Jesse knows from personal experience because we're like, hey, we haven't played Smash in a while. You want to play Smash? Sure. I'll spike you on the first match that we play. Yeah. Isn't this fun?
Because I remember that exact moment.
I was about to say, it's important to mention that Asa is the one that initiates. Like, we haven't played Smash in a while. Let's play some Smash. And it's like, yeah, sure, we'll play.
Sure, I'll obliterate. I will remind you why we haven't played Smash in so long.
Disgaea 1 Complete coming out on Switch. I'm going to get that. My Memory of Us. I love Disgaea. It's one of my favorite games. My Memory of Us, Stranded Deep, WWE 2K19. I'm not going to go over all these because some of these are just like, who the hell knows?
I pulled out my highlights.
Yeah, I got my, like, because like so far, Mega Man 11 and Super Mario Party were two that I had actually like written down.
I see a COD now.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys actually have written down month by month which ones you're excited about?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the hell with it then. I was just going to read them off and talk about it. All right, let's start with Asa. What are you excited about in October?
So we already talked about Mega Man 11 and Super Mario Party. I always want to put a number behind that, but it's Super Mario Party.
Did you try the Mega Man 11 demo?
No, I did not.
I watched someone play it. I watched Ethan play it last night on a live stream, And it looks like Mega Man, but with better graphics.
I've seen a couple like Let's Plays of it. Like I think Game Grumps did one where they have it and they showed off the mechanics, the dual gear mechanic thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That looks kind of weird, but I will probably play the demo at some point. But the next one that comes out, and it comes out a lot sooner than I initially thought, but Call of Duty Black Ops 4 is coming out on the 12th.
Yeah, I didn't know it was so quick.
I didn't either.
And I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I'm super excited for it.
I'm excited for it now. You guys finally sold me. The blackout mode actually sold me.
As soon as you landed in firing range.
You said firing range, and I was like, oh, wow, it'd be cool if it was the actual
map.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is. What? Yeah, so blackout mode is basically just, and it's not futuristic, which I really love. Mm-hmm. There's no robots or laser guns. It's all very, or at least that I saw, it seemed very like modern. So yeah, I really like that mode.
You know, like,
I mean, there's some dumbass guns in it because I had one when Ace and I played. Yeah, of course, we died.
Because you can go to the asylum, I think, has zombies elements to it. So it actually will have
the zombie weapons.
Because, like, we had the monkey.
Yes.
The monkey with the symbols that, like, if it lures people there and then it'll explode.
Yeah, like, Ace and I played quite a bit of the multiplayer beta.
We played a lot of that beta.
Yeah, it was just dumb amounts of fun. Like, I don't remember having that much fun in Call of Duty in a long time.
Mm-hmm. I really hate the futuristic, the wall. Well, they don't have wall running anymore.
They took out wall running completely.
What is it, double jumping now still?
No.
Mm-mm.
Also, it's no double jump, no double jump.
And, like, the controls are actually extremely similar to World War II.
Yeah, I am now excited about it. I do want to play it.
I think it's a little faster paced.
Definitely,
than World War II.
And you can still like slide way further than you could in World War II.
Oh, by the way, have you played World War II lately?
No,
because Bob and I jumped back in it about a month ago. They have actually changed it to where it's faster.
Really?
When we log in, it'll tell you we have optimized the game to make it run faster. Not run faster, but the actual gameplay is faster. Yeah. And you can tell as soon as you start running around, they took out the sprint ability. Now everybody can just sprint. They made it faster. I don't know if like it. Good. It's fun, but I kind of like slow. I like slower pace.
Because it felt like when we bought, because we bought World War II.
And I love World War II, by the way. I thought it was fantastic.
I warmed up to it.
See, but that was the thing, is we warmed up to it. We kind of convinced ourselves, like, no, this is fun. We like this. Whereas, like, we had the first match we played was bad. We did not do well, and like the connection was pretty spotty.
Yeah.
But then that next one, oh boy, it kind of opened up a little bit, and we're like, oh, this is, once we got a feel for, like, because now you don't have the grenade, like you don't have a frag
or attack grenade.
What do you have to like find it on the map or something?
No, you pick a character class. And that character class has a left bumper ability and a right, or no.
The right bumper ability is just the straight heal.
Yeah.
And then that's how you heal yourself now, because you don't do that automatically anymore. And it's on a short cooldown. The left bumper ability is your specialty ability. You have, because you remember how you had the ultimates in Black Ops 3?
Right.
You still have those, but you also have a specialty ability for left bumper. And it's different per class. Like the demo girl, I don't remember what battery, the one that shoots the grenade launcher.
Right.
She actually gets kind of a cluster grenade. They throws in, blows up again. But she's the only one that gets like an actual grenade. My favorite one was, it wasn't trip mine. What is it called?
Haywire.
No, it wasn't Ajax, cause that was the one that I was using, I think.
No, I'm trying to think of what the ability was called, cause it wasn't called trip mine. It was called,
but it was basically a trip mine.
Yeah. I just, every time I got a kill with it, I said that word because basically what you do, with that, with his ability, and it's the guy that gets the dog.
You get a dog?
Yeah.
That's his ultimate.
Yeah. The ultimate ability. I get a dog to run around with me for a few seconds.
Organic or robot?
It's organic. It's a doggo. And yeah,
lost opportunity.
His right bumper ability puts up.
You just
basically
said you didn't want it futuristic.
But I know the multiplayer is futuristic. I watched you guys play
a little
play
bit.
It.
Yeah,
a little bit. A little bit.
I mean, it's the same stuff. All of the weapons and stuff are the same thing that's in blackout mode.
Yeah. Except for the zombie guns that you guys probably grabbed.
It very much so. When I saw you guys play the multiplayer, it looked like Black Ops 3's multiplayer, like. Almost exactly like Black Ops 3 multiplayer. But to be fair, I only watched you guys play one game and I didn't stay long. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to pass judgment on it. Yeah. But it seemed a lot. Like when I first saw it, I thought that's just Black Ops 3.
But
if you tell me I'm wrong, I'll believe you.
I mean, a little bit. But also Black Ops 3 was by far the most fun I've had with the Call of Duty. ever. Yeah. So
except for the wall running, because it took the out jumping.
See, I personally of, liked. That
I liked
too.
That, but I'm but I once I got a feel for it, I didn't really miss it.
Yeah, same. Because yeah, no, it takes out all that stuff, so you can't fly through the air, you can't run on the wall, and everything else. The guns are, I mean, it's classic Call of Duty style guns. None of them are overly real or overly ridiculous. As far as like the super futuristic stuff goes, like, I mean, some of those super abilities are still around, but not many. Like, not any of the really crazy ones from the first one.
Maybe some of the kill streaks might be a little bit more futuristic.
Yeah, but the kill streaks take, like, we did not see kill streaks that often. And even when we saw them, they were never, like, horrendous.
My firstborn to the Call of Duty that brings back pure mode. That was why Black Ops was my favorite. Pure mode, no kill streaks, no attachments, no gear, basically. It was just, here is your gun, here is your iron sights, you get a grenade and a flashbang, and that's it, basically. And
I did like pure mode a lot.
Oh, that was so much
that
fun.
That sounds like my nightmare. I need every advantage I can get to be any decent at Call of Duty.
Well, the only problem is that when...
And then I would kill so many teammates.
Okay. Well, no, it's not hardcore.
Yeah, it's not like hardcore. It's still basically classic Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. Just, yeah, you can't use any of the extra perks or attachments or anything.
I like
the
because
one of I do too, but...
Oh, yeah, until it's used on you. When you're playing and through no fault of your own, you just hear like, attack dogs coming in, be careful. And you're like, God damn it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's
really... Who's the guy going 2-15?
Because that's really like the nice part about like pure mode was that you don't have to deal with kill streaks.
Yeah.
But at least in Black Ops 4, like I was saying, the kill streaks never felt like snowbally, unlike some of the past Call of Duty games.
Mm-hmm.
Like
we had that. There was that like attack helicopter that came in a couple times that just wrecked shop.
That's gonna happen occasionally, but we were still able to blow it up pretty quick.
Yeah,
if someone has a rocket launcher, I'm sure.
Which, you know, I always run as my secondary,
right?
Because I grab scavenger, so I don't run out of ammo, or I'll pick up somebody else's gun. Like I hardly ever use sidearm in that game.
And there's a zombie mode too, right? Well, sort of.
There is,
yeah. There will be
a
dedicated zombie mode.
Yeah. I mean, it looks good. There's no single player. We should point that out. There's no campaign.
That is kind of a bummer. I know a lot of people didn't do them. I always kind of enjoyed going through the stories. I didn't get very far in World War II though.
I really liked Infinite Warfare's. Like, I know that's futuristic, and I was just saying I'm tired of futuristic, but I thought they did it very, very well. I thought it was really cool. Like,
Infinite Warfare had the potential to be a really fun game.
It does, and I don't know why I hated it now. Like, I'm trying to think.
The guns were broken. Because you could get variants of guns in the loot boxes.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And so you could get a, like, super ultra... If you just pumped a bunch of money into the game, you could end up with, like, a super rare gun that gave you... Oh, if you get a kill in the last 10
last 10 rounds of the
you don't have to reload.
Yeah, auto-reloads
stuff
the gun.
Like that, but no downside.
Yeah, that's BS.
So that was...
At least with World War II, all they did was give you experience bonus.
Yep.
Like, if you got a special gun. And I really appreciated that.
And, yeah, like, that was even Advanced Warfare was the first one to do, like, the different, like, the variant guns that you got out of loot boxes and stuff, which was a neat idea. I didn't like it personally, but at least all of those were like, you get this, but you have to, like, you sacrifice this.
Right. It was a perk. It was a reward system, like a what is the term? Risk versus reward. I don't know. Anyway, let's stop talking about Call of Duty. There's more games.
Also, just real quick, it's worth noting too that you do not, like, so battery, like how you get the cluster grenade, you don't start each kill. Like every time you die and you respawn with it, it's on a timer that lasts all the way through. And then if you get more kills, the better you do, the quicker it'll charge.
Yes.
But at the same time, so like his trip mines that he threw out, they wouldn't, if he finally got to where he could throw one, it wouldn't disappear when he died.
Right.
Like
it just stayed up the
it
whole time.
It would stay there until it was triggered.
And I could actually have, or until somebody shot it, because you can
or
do that too.
Or disabled it, yeah.
But yeah, I actually, there were maps where I would have webs of the stupid things around, because people just weren't running into them. But every time I got a kill with it, like it pops up and says you get a kill with it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, hey.
So you could full on odd job, or you could full on like Goldeneye that shit and just put them like around spawn areas and let people just wake up and blow up.
A little bit. Like I just put it through high traffic areas and kind of weird spots.
Yeah.
Because unless you're running the perk that lets you see explosives, they're really hard to see. Even though there's a red line going between them, well, they're still kind of
if you're
hard
not paying
see.
Attention.
Yeah, it's like when, you know, Hunter and I play Star Wars and we put the trip mine up. It's clearly there, a red line, and people still walk through
right
it.
Right into it.
Because they're just not paying attention.
Yep.
Asa, what else are you excited about? And I will be picking up Black Ops as well, just so you guys know.
Good. Yeah. Exactly. LEGO DC Supervillains, October 16th. I'm less excited about this than I was when it was first announced, because any of the LEGO games, I've never been a fan of the... when they make you like create a character.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Lego Marvel 2, there's a couple side quests that require you to go pick a specific item on a create a character, then go back and then do this thing. I never super got into that. I always kind of like the story and the world and getting the 100% journey of those. So at the same time, though, it's DC. And if it's a focus on villains, then that could be super interesting.
So I've always been more of a fan of the games that let you create your own people, because I like to take in the story from my own perspective. That's one of the things I hated about Grand Theft Auto versus Saints Row. Was as goofy as Saints Row was, you got to create your own character and kind of it was you. Whereas in Grand Theft Auto, here is a set character with a set history that you have to portray.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But
creating your own world versus jumping into one.
Right, right. So that's a thing for me. But yeah, I think it'll be a fun game. Lego's always good. I suck at them. Somehow I still suck at them. But whatever. I don't even care.
Also, October 16th, Starlink. The only reason I put this on there is because the Switch version, you get to like get the R-Wing.
Yeah, you play the Star
play
Fox.
Star Fox and yeah. Star Wolf's going to be involved. I just think that's like, hey, maybe we'll get a good Star Fox game for the first time since they remade the first one on the 3DS.
Did you? You got the Super Nintendo Classic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever try Star Fox 2?
No.
It's unplayable.
Yeah.
It's practically unplayable.
That's what I've
heard. I liked
it.
I couldn't.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Did you play it? Do you like the first Star Fox?
No.
Oh. That'll do it.
I've heard a lot of people are not huge fans of the second one, though.
Like, it's not as good as the first one for SNES, but...
I liked Star Fox a lot when it was called Vortex on Super Nintendo.
Oh, well.
Deep cut.
But you can't... Can you do a barrel roll?
You cannot.
Well...
And it's first person. You can't actually see your ship, which is, I think, what I disliked about Star Fox 2.
Is that you could see your ship?
That you couldn't see your ship. There's a lot of it where it was like first person.
Oh, okay.
You just saw the beams shooting.
Oh, and it takes you. Yeah.
Yeah. And that, I always hate that. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm probably the only person at the table that's excited for this, but
Crayola
October.
Scoot?
Did you say Crayola Scoot?
Yeah. No?
That's not where I was going, but we need to circle back to that one. October 19th, Soul Calibur 6.
Oh, no. Why would you won't be the only one excited, baby? That's on my list.
Is it?
Oh,
sweetheart.
My God, it is.
Mm. It's right here.
Oh, baby.
You have no idea. You have no idea how much we love Soul Calibur. We used to sit in here and play Soul Calibur 4 and 5.
I'm mm-hmm. so nervous that it's not going to be... Because all I want is Soul Calibur 2 again. All I want is
just
Soul Calibur
2. Of it.
Just that looks prettier. Cervantes is in it. They've already said my man Keelik is in it. So it's over for you, hoes. I'm sorry.
I don't think they...
We're going to have a lot of Killick v. Killick matches.
I'm pretty sure...
It's a lot of poking. A lot of long-range poking.
I'm pretty sure they announced Sophidia, because that was always my favorite character, but I don't remember. Who is the guest character? It's Geralt from Witcher, mm-hmm. which is pretty neat. Yeah, I love Soul Calibur.
And... Oh, wait, no. That's Tekken, again.
Prince Noctis?
No.
Negan?
Negan from The Walking Dead. He's going to be in Tekken. I forgot that's Tekken.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because it's a fighting game based around a weapon.
Baseball bat.
How are you not going to use Lucille?
Well, it's they somehow still try to bullshit their way into a storyline. Like, even with Vader in Soul Calibur 4,
mm-hmm.
they found a way to actually put Vader in the world. So maybe they just couldn't figure out a good way to put Negan into the world of Soul Calibur.
I feel like if you can figure out how to put Yoda and Vader in the world and Starkiller.
And the Apprentice, yeah.
Yeah, then you can put Negan in the world.
They all played fine. I like stupid fighting game stories that make absolutely no sense, and there is not a single canonical point to it. Just whoever you pick to run through the tower either gets something really awesome or something really terrible that happens to them.
You would like Dead or Alive then, because those stories are just god-awful.
I just don't like the way it plays.
And baffling.
See, I'm going to throw out Bloody Roar. As my Ooh, favorite 3D fighting franchise of all time.
Deep cut.
You mean the one that you keep forgetting to bring?
No, I had it in my backpack for so long. And then on the day we could have played it, I didn't have it in my back.
No, like, you didn't
I didn't have
backpack.
My backpack. Yeah, because it is currently in my backpack. I bought the GameCube version because I found it up at the gaming center. And I was like, oh my God, because me and Asa had just been talking about it. This was months ago now. Mm-hmm. And I've had it in my backpack for like one day we're going to play during like wrestling. And yeah, I didn't bring my backpack last time.
No, it was going to be we were going to play Halo. We were playing Halo at the store.
We ended up playing Halo mm-hmm. because we had nothing else to play.
No, this was the day that I was like, hey, yeah, I took an accidental nap, but we should just play Halo at the store or something. And you're like, okay. And then you're like, oh, I was going to bring Bloody Roar, but I forgot it.
No, because wrestling was the day for sure.
Was it? Okay.
Because wrestling happened and mm-hmm. we were like, well, we can play Halo. And then I was like, man, we could have played Bloody Roar, but I don't have my backpack.
Okay.
And then we realized Halo was actually really fun. Mm-hmm. And then we played Halo on the next Sunday for Nerd Up.
That makes sense.
We got the timeline fixed.
But also,
don't worry, guys.
Soul Calibur as a franchise, just it scratches that edgelordy, just that stupid Hot Topic vibe.
Did you like 5 when they went into the future and all of the characters were like, it was like their kids? Not. Except, is her name Ivy? I forget now. Is it Ivy?
Oh, the crazy girl?
Mm-hmm. No, that's, what the hell was her name? Ivy is the one that barely wears anything.
Yeah, yeah, and has like the whips and everything.
But she's not crazy. I thought you were talking about the girl with the giant chakram or whatever.
The giant hula hoop?
No, yeah.
I hate her.
The fake ass.
Yeah, I can't remember.
But yeah, Ivy was the same age, despite being older in the original games. And she still looks the same, just her butt and her boobs get bigger. So yeah,
they get bigger every like new edition.
And her clothes get smaller. There was one where it was literally just a strip across her nipples. And there was a guy that used to come in here and play, and he would always play as her, and he would always get real close to the screen and made me very uncomfortable.
Who wears less clothes, her or Valdo?
Oh my god.
Valdo makes me physically uncomfortable.
Valdo is like a Silent Hill guest character.
Yeah.
It's very nerve-wracking.
Especially
yeah.
like his fighting style was always just like unnerving.
The backwards dancing and
him rolling into the ball with the
hated him.
My older brother, that was his favorite character to play, was Valdo.
I was always
drove me nuts.
Sofidia Taki and what the hell? There was a guy. He had a
Yeah, what was the weapon?
Yeah, the weapon.
That'll be the
helper.
I don't remember.
Maxi?
No.
With the nunchucks?
We had the nunchucks.
Which one did you guys say? Keelik?
Keelik.
Yeah. Did he get the staff?
Keelik has the bow staff.
I think that was the guy, actually.
He's awesome. Cervantes is awesome.
I never could play Cervantes very well.
Oh, I was terrible at him, but I loved it. Undead ghost pirate with a pistol and a gun. Yeah, sign me up.
Siegfried. Yeah, because Cervantes had the...
Siegfried was my guy.
The really big dude with the big sword.
The big knight. Yeah, of course.
Good nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They split him into two. Eventually, it was weird.
Yeah. Mitsurugi. Did he have Cervantes have the parry ability?
I don't remember.
I think he might. So. Because that was I'm pretty sure that was my little brother's favorite because he had that parry ability. My little brother was the most annoying person to play with in any game that had any kind of a parry ability.
He just parried.
that was his thing. Like in Smash Bros, Roy was his favorite character. Like he dead or alive, he liked more than Soul Calibur because it straight up had the parry system built into it.
It does. Yeah. If you swing the wrong way and they block, but the right way. Yeah.
Parry. He was so good at parrying. Like it was really like you had to bait him into parrying the wrong way so you could actually hit him.
That's how I am with playing Jake. That's how I am with wrestling games. Nobody likes playing with wrestling games because I reverse everything because I have my timing down core. By the way, did you know that Cervantes is Ivy's dad?
I didn't.
Yep.
So
I don't know near as much of the
family.
Lore.
Yeah, the lore is a mess.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
I just love playing the game.
And then the last game in October that I'm super excited about is Red Dead 2, which as I throw my pen.
He got so excited he threw his pen.
The more I see about Red Dead 2, the more reservations I have about it.
The more I see it, the more reservations I make. To get it.
Because you want it so bad.
Because I want it so bad.
It looks like in all of these trailers, like it clearly it's a beautiful game. Rockstar, this is the first real new game that Rockstar has made.
That's true, because even GTA 5 was just a
remake. Yeah. And granted, they made it look beautiful and it ran well, better than the PS3, Xbox 360 versions.
Right.
But this is from the ground up their first
next gen title.
So it's beautiful. It's and that's not a surprise. The gameplay looks like it's a lot of fun. I dig how there's different elements to the Deadeye system now.
Right.
Other than, so it's like you can slow time, you can mark enemies, or it like shows you weak points, or like where the fatal shots will be.
The weak points thing bothers me though, because it's like it lit up their face. Of course that's a weak point.
Right.
What person are you going to shoot that's not going to be weak to the face shot?
Find one guy that's just wearing a steel mask. Like, yeah,
he has one little spot right here over his heart that's open.
Good thing I got this ability.
I read that your hat will have its own marker in the game.
What do you mean marker?
If your hat gets shot off or something, it will be on your map of where it was so you can go get it. Because apparently hats are important.
That's kind
of
cool.
That is kind of neat.
Well, because
there's so many little things in the game.
It's down to the level of detail that they're really putting in that that's what I'm kind of worried about. Is like we were talking about it yesterday maybe. The day or the newest trailer or something, it's if you don't, on one hand it's super cool. Like if you go and you just gutted an animal to like harvest it and then you walk to the butcher, if you're covered in blood, people will react weird. Like they're not going to be super excited to see you. So you actually have to wash yourself and bathe yourself. So if you don't keep up with that, eventually people are going to like respond.
Oh, you stink.
Like you smell bad, blah, blah, blah. And it's that kind of level of micromanagement that I don't super enjoy. I didn't enjoy it in San Andreas because they implemented, like, you had to eat. If you ate too much, you got fat. If you didn't eat enough, you got skinny. You had to actively work out if you wanted the body, unless you just were like me and put the cheat code in, which is BS. You can't just do that in real life. But so, and then the same thing with, like, the camp. If you're not providing for the camp, your relationship with them seems like it could suffer. And again, this is all just based on previews. Like, I have no idea if that's how it actually works, but I'm hoping that it doesn't get like San Andreas or Cousin Roman. Let's go bowling every 5 minutes. And just like, you're always having to answer your phone or whatever.
I do want to go on dates in the old West.
You know, that micromanaging stuff sounds like a nightmare for me. I wouldn't enjoy any of that.
And also the online component is not only delayed, but like, they're just flat out like
beta in November.
Yeah.
For a game that comes out in October. One thing I'm worried about with this game is the characters themselves, because one of the things I loved about Red Dead Redemption was the character of John Marston. Mm-hmm. The fact that he was not like your typical rock star characters. He was a villain mm-hmm. in a past life, and this was his redemption.
He was a complicated character.
He was a complicated character. If he met prostitutes who offered sex to him, he would decline because mm-hmm. he was married. Like, he had morals, and he was kind of a good guy. But in this game, I don't know, and maybe it won't be like bad, but I just feel like they're really pushing the whole outlaw gang thing on this, and like, I don't know. Sometimes I miss being a good guy.
Well, you know? It seems like you might just be like, you're not just going out there because, you know, you're all sociopaths. This is just how you are supporting yourself and all of these people you care about are doing these illegal things.
I did read that so they played 4 hours of it, and they talked about when you first start, you come off a mountain and you're trying to get supplies, and you end up going to this house, and in this house you run across the opposite gang, and there's a shootout, and then you find one person that's hiding, and you get in a fist fight, and then you can either spare them or you could kill them. Mm-hmm. It's your choice. And I hope there are decisions like that where you can choose whether or not you want to be, like, how villainy you want to be.
There's a lot of those, like, even in some of the trailers, like, you're riding your horse down a path, and then you see, like, someone is hanging from the cliff, and it's, okay, you can save them, you can kill them, or you can leave them, whatever you want to do. So, I mean, I think you're going to get, I don't know how story critical a lot of those choices you make will be, but
if I can feel better about myself.
Also, you know, the idea of, like, so if you do, like, happen to kill someone, they may have relatives coming after you.
That's neat. And
on paper, yeah, but, like, depending on how that works, like, so does this person just have an unending number of cousins that are going to start coming after me?
Or could you wipe out an entire bloodline?
Or do those people also have cousins?
You say it's going to be like myself? Lord of the Rings, where you just have, yeah, like, constant orcs coming after you?
Right. But no, but it looks beautiful. Rockstar, like, I like the Grand Theft Auto shooting mechanics. I have my reservations about it. I also have it pre-ordered already, so.
And this game, it's
wait, no, I don't have Black Ops pre-ordered. Never mind. I'm going to buy it.
You can play it entirely in first person.
Yes, that's super cool.
And unlike Grand Theft Auto, where they just kind of tacked it onto the game that was already there, this is built around it.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see how that works. Yeah, I think Red Dead Redemption will be a solid choice.
I'm super excited to get the multiplayer if it's good.
I can't see how it wouldn't be. Although they worry me. They keep talking about how they're marrying together single player and multiplayer, all that. I really just kind of want Grand Theft Auto's with the Old West.
I think what they mean by that is like the gameplay mechanics of the single player.
One thing,
I don't know.
If they include animals, because animals were a big part of Red Dead Redemption.
There's over 200 species of animals in the game.
In single player.
Yeah. Yeah.
But multiplayer, because in multiplayer, GTA had no animals. Mm-hmm. Multiplayer, original Red Dead had no animals. And that kind of sucks. Except the horses. But it sucks when you're riding around in the forest and stuff and there's nothing. You know? Because in the single player, you could get attacked by cougars, you get attacked by bears. And then in the multiplayer, there's just nothing.
Yeah, that would be... So that would be a bummer. I feel like that's something with the level of detail they're putting into the game that they wouldn't do, especially because they know their multiplayer is going to be their cash cow on this.
Just like GTA 5.
But again, it's that thing where, like, GTA, you can add in new cars and planes and jetpacks and wacky stuff.
They just birthed the new horse.
What can they do with the Wild West if they are going to keep it to this, you know, realistic snapshot of the Old West type thing that they're going for with player.
We just figured out how to create this new gun. We just went on the market.
Yeah.
$100 real. Jesse, what are you excited about that Ace didn't mention in October?
Oh, no, he covered it.
Okay, moving on to me. So, what am I excited about? We talked about Super Mario Party. WWE 2K19 comes out next week. Well, this week if you pre-ordered it, which I did. And I'm excited about that. Disgaea 1 Complete. If you've never played Disgaea, it's one of my absolute favorite tactics games.
Okay.
It's
a lot like Fire Emblem.
It is, but
so
it's,
it is not for me.
It's insane though, because you can get to, I think, max level of 9,999 level on everything. Even your, like, any weapons or anything you get in the game can also be leveled up. So let's say they don't have potions, but they have, like, bubble gum. Let's say you get bubble gum. You can go to a thing called the item world and raise the level of that bubble gum to 9,999. It is the most in-depth tactics game you will ever see. It's got a great sense of humor. And this, not only is this just a re-release, but it's a high-def re-release. So it's not the original graphics. The graphics are more of the newer Disgaea.
Like, is it the original Disgaea?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but with newer graphics. I'm very excited about that.
And it's got printies.
That sounds like something.
Oh, my God.
It's got what?
Printies. Printies. Printies were like the biggest thing in gaming for a week.
Yeah.
They're basically penguins that live in the underworld. They are the souls of the damned that are toiling away for an whatever amount of time till they redeem themselves.
But they're adorable, so.
And they say dude. They're
come
like,
on,
oh,
dude.
Oh, dude. And they explode on contact. All right,
Koopo.
Now, they were cute until the point that they got their own game. That's a printy.
Okay. Acer. I have seen those before.
They were little murder penguins.
They got their own game where one of the main characters named Etna, who is, of course, a 1,000-year-old demon who looks like a 10-year-old.
Right.
Someone steals.
It's not weird.
No. Well, no. And the game's not weird because the story is that someone steals her panties and she sends the printies out to find her panties because she's afraid someone will sniff them.
Not weird at all.
Was a game.
Well.
That came
totally
out.
Totally a normal thing.
I'm not going to buy it. I swear. No, not that.
It sounds like a thing that I would watch, like, someone stream
and wonder what the hell's wrong with them.
I mean, not that game, not the panty one. Yeah, not the okay. Panty game. Disgaea as in general. Like, I would watch someone play that, but everything about that sounds like a nightmare to me.
The first game was amazing.
Like, hey, do your taxes simulator, like that kind of management. And there, like,
there's even a.
No, you don't have to do a lot of the stuff he was talking about.
No, it's all just, yeah. You don't have to do it.
Also, here's them with he has a knife. They use 1 to 2 blades.
That one just looks like Drinky Crow.
A little bit, yeah.
One panties.
Yeah. You gotta save us, dude.
Show her a picture. Show him a picture of Etna.
No, I'm good.
Just so you can see the creepiness of it. While he's doing that,
I'll
mention.
Make sure your safe search is on.
I'm not gonna buy this game, but I do know what's coming out. Warriors Orochi 4, because it's another Dynasty Warriors Samurai Warriors game, and I buy them every time. They're not getting me this time. They're just not gonna get me.
You say that. Yep, definitely 1,000-year-old.
Yeah, no. Lollies and people that are into lollies are...
Let's just stop it there.
Yeah.
Criminals? I want to get on that list. And
I was going to say criminals, but...
Lastly...
No, they're thousands of years old.
Dark Souls Remastered on Switch. I'll buy it again for the 30th time. And Call of Cthulhu on PC.
So did Dark Souls Remastered get delayed?
Like, for Switch it did.
For yeah. Switch, okay.
Because the Xbox One version I've already played through.
Because I remember the Amiibo.
Mm-hmm.
Also got delayed.
Yeah. So I didn't know if it was just the
Because it's going to simultaneous release
are
with
they still,
the game.
Are they still simultaneously releasing?
Yes. I think so, okay, yeah. Cool. 19th. And I will buy it, and I encourage both of you to buy it.
Nope.
So we can all play together.
Nope.
I will not.
Dark Souls.
Nope.
Oh, come on.
No.
It's not even that hard. I beat it.
I mean, I'm not. It's not necessarily
I played
10
minutes of Bloodborne.
It's better than Bloodborne because you can block.
I've put my time in.
All right, let's talk about November. November is not as big, but
no.
Jesus, this fly.
He's
aggressive.
No, November, I'll start with the one I'm least excited about, but I'm interested to see how it turns out. Darksiders 3 is November 27th. It's a cool franchise. I enjoyed the first one when I played it, but I never got super into it or into the second one.
Apparently the second one is way better than the first one.
And I've heard that it's kind of like a... This was granted before Breath of the Wild because this was 360 era, but it was basically like
Zelda.
If Ocarina of the Time... Ocarina of the Time. Listen, fellow kids. I know all about your Vidyas. I know all about your controllers. You got to save Princess Mario to...
to free Zelda.
Exactly. It's a franchise that I've always liked, and it's, you know, the Darksiders 2 was described to me as, if Zelda grew up or was edgy, because it's all, you're one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Again, like, if Devil May Cry 5 was releasing this year, we would be talking about half the show of me just like... I'm on board.
Gushing over with the absolute, motorcycles or swords.
The motorcycle is sword, Shannon.
Yeah.
You can rev it. It's like a chainsaw, too. Like, yeah. Gimme. But Darksiders 3, you're playing as Fury.
Wait, is Fury one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse?
In this version, universe. Yes.
Is this not follow the first two?
It does.
Yeah.
Because the first two was War and Death, right?
The first one was War. The first one was War, the second one was Death, and then this one's Fury.
Yep. Okay.
I think Fury replaces Pestilence.
Yes.
Okay, so they wasn't in the old games.
She was mentioned.
Oh, yeah, she was. Like you saw a picture of her in the first one.
This is just weird because this is a game, this is a sequel that is not made by the original makers. They were bought out because it was THQ, if I remember correctly, I think. And they were bought out, and now they've, for whatever reason, released this game. It's kind of like when Homefront came out with a sequel. Everybody went, really? That's weird?
And that's kind of what this one is, too. It's just weird, I don't know why they're making it, but I'm glad they are.
Right. Is it the purple hair chick?
I thought she was like red haired. Maybe.
She has colored hair.
I think she has red hair.
Well, I mean, everybody has colored hair. Except for bald people.
Yeah, now you have Strife and Fury instead Strife. Of Pestilence and Famine.
Yep.
That ain't in the Bible.
Well, neither is Death having to solve a push block puzzle.
Yeah,
to
it
get,
is.
To
yes,
get
it
across
is. And
bridge,
Mark Hamill so. Was there.
That's you know what? Now that you say that, I remember that verse. You're right. And then the other big November release for me is the
yeah,
Let's
she
Go.
Does have red hair.
That's is what she the looks like. Let's Go Pokemon games.
That's clearly purpley pink. That is not red.
It was reddish.
That's not red at all.
Hold up. Let me see if you're colorblind.
I need you to save that picture.
No, he's right. It's kind of purpley.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Dang it. I was really hoping you were
going
to double
in
down.
In that picture anyway.
Because I was going to need
there
you
we
to
go. That looks more red.
Put that image on the like redder. On the post on Facebook and be like,
what do you see?
Yeah, that's kind of like a really deep pink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of purplish hue.
No, I disagree with you. I think there's a bunch of games coming out this month that I want to pick up. This and December are like big Switch months for
see,
me.
See, and I've only got three games total, so I have two in November and one in December.
Oh.
But, I mean, Let's Go is going to be... The more I see of it, the less excited I get. Like, did you see the thing about motion controls?
Yeah.
You can't... If you want to hold the game, you don't have to use motion controls, but once you turn them on, you can't turn them off, yeah. And they automatically engage.
Right.
So if you're just wanting to push A to throw a Pokeball, and you slightly twitch,
yeah.
Well, that's out. That's weird. The battle system, I don't know how it's going to work. This is the first Pokemon game that I'm probably not going to buy immediately, because I'm going to want to talk to other people and see reviews of how it actually plays.
I'm definitely getting it day one, obviously, for Lindsay and myself. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about it, because I found out that Pokemon Go was one of the most I've ever put into a Pokemon game. And I think, obviously, it's because it's an AR game, and you can walk around and do stuff like that with it. But if this keeps my interest in it, and with the connectivity with Go, I think I might play this quite a bit. And I love there's a two-player mode. For the first time ever, yep. Which is really, really cool. Yeah, I think Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee are going to be solid. Graphics are great. This is the first legitimate Pokemon game we've gotten on a console. And with it being a hybrid, it's still a handheld. So yep. I think it's yep. cool.
And plus, we're getting Gen 8 next year.
Right.
So it's not like we're having to wait another 3-4 years for some sort of announcement.
Yeah, this wasn't tacked on. I'm hoping this wasn't tacked on. This wasn't just created suddenly because they're like, shit, we need to get a Pokemon game out for the Switch.
But it does look super pretty. It definitely does not look like it's just something they threw together, because it has like the whole, like, you can ride any Pokemon that's big enough to do so.
Yeah.
Like, there's lots of cool things.
Pokemon follow you.
They follow you.
Which is cool. I always love that.
Starmie's a helicopter.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, you can be riding a Pokemon and have a Pokemon follow you while Eevee's on your shoulder.
Mm-hmm. And Team Rocket's in it, like legit Team Rocket,
yeah.
Jesse James.
Because it's a Yellow remake.
Right, when Yellow was basically the TV show.
Yep.
So yeah, I think this one looks really cool.
I agree. That's also on my list.
Like I said, it looks cool, and I am excited for it, but I'm reserving my judgment until I can figure out how, you know, leveling up, the grinding works, the way it interacts with Pokemon Go.
Yeah, there's a lot of ifs.
So yeah.
A lot of variables.
But yeah, I'm just excited that we're getting a Pokemon game that looks that pretty.
I even have the Pokeball controller pre-ordered.
Mm.
I thought about it.
I don't have
I
any of it pre-ordered yet, but I need
I couldn't
to.
Justify it, but...
Oh, I almost got the Switch system, the Pokemon Switch system.
Oh, yeah.
But Lindsay was very much like, we don't need it, and I'm glad, because it's not attractive.
I'm surprised Lindsay was like, we don't need it.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, even Lindsay has her limits, I think. $300 is a limit. Jesse, is there anything coming out that you're...
$360.
Jesse, is there anything coming out you're excited about in November?
Yeah, I mean, other than Let's Go, I'm really excited about that Diablo remake.
Oh, for the Switch?
Diablo 3.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is a good Switch month, because you got Diablo 3 The Eternal Collection, which is just Diablo. Like, don't trick yourselves. It's just Diablo with some extra stuff. And it's portable.
Yeah, I mean, it's portable Diablo. And on top of that, I mean, Diablo came out long enough ago that the Switch can handle it at its intended
graphical level.
We hope so. But we want to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of effects that can
show
up at once.
But the thing is, like, Diablo, they've confirmed that season play is going to be a part of it.
Cool.
So we'll be able to play seasons. We'll be able to play together. It's got couch co-op set up. Like, you can do that if you want. Like, I don't know.
And that's that's the thing. Like, that might be the hook that gets me.
I'm going to get it.
But that said, most of the time when we hang out and we're playing games, it's here at the store, which means we can just bring our systems with Ethernet cables and let's play some Black Ops.
Yeah, absolutely.
But isn't it better to have a variety? To have a choice.
No.
You can play Black Ops, and then we'll play Diablo for a little while, then we'll switch over to Dark Souls.
Yeah, variety is what's ruining this nation.
We were talking about it before, on Thanksgiving Day.
I mean, what?
Oh, God. All right, so we were on Thanksgiving Day.
I'm so sorry.
I'm listening.
I shook Jesse a little.
A little. He hurts me. Especially from, I expect that kind of comedy, or those kind of comments, rather, from Mr. 100.
Why? Why am I getting called out for this?
No, he said Mr. 100. He didn't say Shannon.
Oh, I've been good tonight.
But no, anyway. Yeah, we already talked earlier about, you know, Thanksgiving. We have a gaming-thon here in the studio. So, I mean, we're going to need something other than Call of Duty.
He's
did
right.
Gaming Thon get you?
It really did.
Just the slow nod on that.
It's not what you think. There, go. Talk. I can't.
What is happening?
I don't
How am
know.
I the straight man tonight? This doesn't make any sense.
I don't know what's happening at all. Like, I'm laughing at Asa laughing.
Combining gaming and marathon. You were talking about the thing with the game and the objective. And then I hear gaming song.
I get it. You
heard gaming another thong.
Yeah, but he heard another syllable.
That was the sequel to Skaya.
I really need someone else to have heard that.
Where she upgraded to a thong.
Did you hear thon?
I heard thon.
I know what you said. I know what you meant, just my brain didn't.
Oh, fair enough. All right, that's fine. I can accept
so,
that.
So yeah, Thanksgiving we have these all day fly, we just play games. And it's
yes. And I think you're missing. Oh my God, this fly. This fly. You guys are missing out on so many other great games this month, though. Hold on. SNK's 40th anniversary collection. Now you don't care. Fallout 76 is one that that's the game I'm most excited about this year is Fallout 76. I don't care. Damn the haters.
Just real quick to backtrack. Were you serious about SNK or were you doing a.
No, I'm dead serious. I love SNK games.
Before you get into Fallout 76, I'm genuinely curious, like, what the games are that are going to be in that you're excited for.
Actually, I don't know what's in it, but I would assume it's going to be probably King of Fighters and the hell is it called? That's not at all what I thought it was going to be.
I'm not super familiar with SNK as a company and what
I thought it was going to be different games because apparently it's Ikari Warriors, which is a fine game, don't get me wrong. You get Ikari Warriors, Psycho Soldier, TNK3, Guerrilla War, Vanguard, Chrysalis, POW, Athena, Alpha Mission, Ikari 3, The Rescue, and Street Smart. But Metal Slug's not in it, or Last Blade, or Mark of the Wolves, or the Samurai Showdown. Never mind. I retract what I said about the SNK collection.
All right, then Fallout 76.
It's now a garbage bin.
Fair enough.
But Fallout 76 is going to be amazing. That's going to be the game I feel like, as long as I don't F it up real bad, that's what I'm going to play the most. But there's also Battlefield 5. Which I played the beta for and I actually really, really liked. So we'll see how that goes. Yeah.
Fallout 76, if the multiplayer ends up being good and a lot of my friends get it.
I will.
Then I'll probably grab it.
I mean, God, it's Fallout in a multiplayer setting. What's not to like about it, you know? Other than the things that you might not like.
As much as I love you.
You're going to say that you don't buy games to play with me online anymore because I'm so inconsistent.
I don't play games to play just with you.
Yeah, and I don't recommend it. So, like, what was the game that I bought that nobody else was going to buy? And I was like, I don't care. I'm going to buy it anyway. It was Division. I was like, I don't care. I'm going to buy it and I'm going to enjoy it. And then later on, you both got it and enjoyed it briefly.
We got it when it was on Game Pass.
Yes.
We didn't pay briefly. For it. It was also after Ubisoft went and fixed it.
That's true. Yes. I played it the OG model.
Because I actually played that with you.
That's true. Yeah, we both got it. And we played it quite a bit. Warcraft? No, that's going to start a fight. That's going to start a fight. I don't want to fight with you guys. We're having fun. I love you.
No, I was the one that backed out on Warcraft.
I think you both did at a point.
Well, my problem was that you don't play until like 10 p.m.
That's how I do these shows, Jesse.
I know, but that's when I'm winding down.
I know. You got to get up early.
Yeah, I'm in bed by 11 p.m. now. I've turned into an old man.
And lastly, there is literally nothing coming out in December that's worth noting.
Easy.
Oh.
Am I missing one?
Yeah.
Like a Just Cause 4. That's not bad. Mutant Year Zero, I don't know what that is. Override Mech City Brawl, Jagged Alliance, Last Remnant. I guess that's pretty good. Katamari Damacy, you're right. You're right. Insurgency and then Walking Dead.
I can't tell if he's doing a bit right now.
Oh, you know he is.
I know.
You know he is. Look at the eyes.
And then the grin.
Smash Brothers comes out in December. And not only are we really enjoying Smash Brothers already, and we haven't even played it, but...
We're enjoying thoughts of playing
it. We're just thinking about, everybody's here.
We've also got some big plans for Smash Brothers, so it's going to be very, very exciting. I cannot wait for Smash. It's like when the 3DS version came out, and I was so excited that you got to play a handheld version. And it was good, but it wasn't even watered down. It had everything that the console did, but graphically was lacking. Like, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't great.
I remember you and I got both of us got the 3DS version because the 3DS version came out before the Wii U version did.
Yeah.
Like for a couple of months, a month. I think it was a month before.
I don't remember.
I would just go over to Shannon's apartment. And he would just play Smash on his couch.
That was just cool. Yeah, to play handheld Smash, be able to take Smash wherever I went, and then I quickly learned that I don't go anywhere. So,
and that's my thing with the Switch is it's like, I play it while I'm laying in bed, but if I do go somewhere, I'm not taking my Switch. That thing was too expensive. Because I still got that mentality of, you get the one. If something happens to that, you take good care of your things.
Yeah.
This game's going to be hot. It's got every character ever made in Smash Brothers. Every character.
And then some.
And then some, including the best characters, as Asa will tell you.
King K.
The Belmonts.
I love this bit. It never gets old.
And there's still more coming, I think.
Are you actually going to play King K. Rool?
I mean, I have to at this point.
Yeah, it's kind of, you've got to set yourself up for it.
I really hope his play style I enjoy. But legitimately, King K. Rool should have been in the game forever ago. He is Donkey Kong's most iconic villain in a game where we have 18 blue-haired sword wielders from a franchise no one's heard of.
I feel like Donkey Kong's most famous villain, his name's Mario.
You were wrong, because that was Donkey Kong Sr.
I mean, Cranky.
Yeah, eventually became Cranky Kong.
Yeah.
Mario didn't age.
We have Wolf from...
Well, how did
it's all those mushrooms, man. They're life preserving. I'm very much looking. So you have Wolf from Star Fox. You have Pit and Palutena. Ness has two characters in a game that's never even come out in America, which I get it. Sakurai is very much not a Western character's person.
Nah, he does not care about where. Like, he is focused on Japan.
Exactly.
It has one or two Fire Emblem characters, doesn't it?
Yeah, one or two. So King K. Rool should have been. You can't just sit there and tell me that Castlevania has any memorable soundtrack that's better than Gangplank Galleon.
Is he doing a bit? Is he doing a bit right now?
I
can't tell if he's doing a bit now.
Turning and looking at Shannon over here. Like, I'm about to rip his hair out because he cannot handle this bit.
I can't. Oh my god.
No, I really do hope that I like King K. Rool. I do. Cause
I feel the same way about Simon Belmont, because I've built it up so much that if he sucks, I'm just going to be like,
well, the whip thing.
Back to Little Mac.
The whip thing kind of confuses me, like the way they described it, where you could kind of put it go any direction.
I mean, Samus has had an ability like that for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She can, well, I don't know if she could in Smash 4, honestly. But yeah, in previous games, and Link could do the same thing with his.
The hook shot.
Yeah, you just kind of like throw it out on the ground. That was just
grappling, wasn't
it? It was for that too, but they also had an ability where you could just let it drop and kind of...
I hope it looks better than that, because like in the old Castlevania games, when Simon Belmont did it, he would literally just hold his hand out and the thing would just spin. I hope they have an animation where he's actually spinning it. I haven't looked at it.
I mean, I have to...
But probably not.
I have to assume he does, because like in the old Castlevania games, he was 18 pixels.
So you
couldn't really have
He was 8, and then he was 16. Okay. You say King K. Rool should have been there since the beginning. Simon Belmont was on the original Nintendo. King K. Rool's fat ass didn't come around to Super Nintendo.
Yeah, because he's super.
Jesus Christ.
And again,
I can't talk to him anymore. You talk to him.
Donkey Kong Country, one of the most iconic soundtracks in any video game. One of the best platformers ever made.
Is he talking about Super Castlevania 4? Because it sounds like he's talking about Super Castlevania 4.
Oh, I'm sorry. They had to make four games before they made a memorable one. Okay.
I mean, they didn't have to render things and make it try to look all realistic. They had actual art. In Super Castlevania.
Shannon, what
you could hit him with is that there's Castlevania and Metroid created a genre.
To be fair, so did Donkey Kong.
Did it?
He kind of created video games.
Anthropomorphic sex. I guess. Like being attracted to monkeys.
Speaking of, what are the odds we get Bowsette?
God, she's gonna be a character.
Not going to happen.
That could have been an entire segment on its own. Because did you know she already has a fan fest in Japan? This year.
That does not surprise me.
It surprises me because she's not eight.
There's already a porn parody on Wood Rocket.
That does not surprise me.
Starring April O'Neil, of course.
Especially with
Is she the only actress they have? I know she runs it, doesn't she?
She does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I follow a lot of, like, cosplay subreddits and stuff like that because I like to see some of the really cool stuff that happens. Of course, it's cosplay, so you end up with some of the less creative cosplays out there, but still fun to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Bowsette has been like, I think if you go from like top of last week on Reddit of any of the three cosplay subreddits I'm on, 80% of them are going to be Bowsette.
I think okay, so she makes a porn parody. She put on Twitter, like, I'm so excited to go to New York Comic Con and count all of the Bowsette cosplays. It'll be like Harley Quinn in 2016. You don't get to complain about that if you have made a video on it.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. I can't believe this Bowsette thing has gotten as big as it has. I really can't.
My favorite thing to come from it, though, is now basically we have just accepted the fact that this Peach Crown will put anything sexy. So I think it was Dorkly, maybe. Did a comic where they were just punning it on random things and making them sexy. So, like, sexy chain chomp.
So I forget who it was that asked me if I'd heard about Bowsette, but then Calvin came in, like, the next day. I was like, forget Bowsette. I like Bouette. I'm like, are you doing a bit? No, there's a Bouette, too. Yeah,
it might be from It might be from the same thing.
Nintendo, look what you've done. This is what happens when you don't give people Earth or Mother 3. Sakurai, you sack of shit. Anyway, all right, we're gonna get out of here. We're gonna go and
check out some Bowsette fans.
Check out some Bowsette fans.
That's number three all time, or number three in the past week on r/cosplay.
And that is a better costume than April O'Neil had when they filmed her Bowsette porn parody in someone's apartment.
That is kind of legit.
I love April O'Neil.
Yeah, no, that's actually a solid one. Most of the ones that I've seen are just
sexy.
Yeah, and I mean, not that one's not sexy. Also, like,
the point of it is to be sexy.
Right.
It's Halloween time. That is the point of Halloween.
Did you see the thing?
Oh, hey, here's Bouette.
Oh, let me see Bouette. Jesus Christ. Nintendo, put a stop to this. You put a stop to everything.
Every day we move farther from God's light.
Every time someone creates something cool for Nintendo, like a fan-made game or something, Nintendo shuts that shit down.
How can we get? Yeah. Like that's what the internet is responsible for.
All right, we're out of here, guys. We're going to see you tomorrow for Pro Wrestling Unscripted. You guys go masturbate.
Jesus.
Later.
Goddamn.